Okay, good morning, everyone. We'll call to order the regular meeting of the Public Transportation Review Board for Friday, April 12th, 2013, at 9:06 a.m. Please call the roll.
Mr. Shifalako?
Here.
Mr. Radke?
Here.
Mr. Natski?
Here.
Ms. Keller?
Here.
Mr. Jazinski?
Here.
Mr. Doherty?
Here.
Mr. Chair Alderman Bowman?
Here.
And Mr. Polansky?
Excused.
And Mr. Omar?
Absent.
And Madam Chair, Mrs. Wery?
She's excused also. Okay, I updated the group earlier, but I'll repeat what I said, and that is the taxi cab file is going to be heard by the Public Safety Committee on April 18th at 9:45. I would encourage all you folks to attend if you can to basically relate, you know, because we basically took a vote supporting sending this upstairs, basically, and expressing support for modifying the cap as the last version of the legislation basically proposed. And just refresh recollection, it'll be increasing the number of licenses 50 in the first year, which would be effective on the effective date of the ordinance if it is passed. And if there's more than 50 applicants, there'd be a lottery system determining who would get the 50. And then in subsequent years, it would provide for 10 additional licenses each year, with an annual report being presented indicating what, if any, impact the previous increase in licensing has had on the industry and the levels of service and any other issues that might arise. Obviously, the council can, you know, pull back from granting new licenses at any time. So nothing we're doing is written in stone, except perhaps the 50 licenses in the first year. The issue of do we still have the 40-inch clearance in the back seat?
We've changed it to the 40-inch.
40-inch. And did we also add, at Alderman Witkowski's suggestion, a uniform requirement?
There are two items that are in draft.
I'm going to come up, Richard, so we get you on tape here.
Richard Withers, Legislative Reference Bureau. Mr. Chairman and members, there is a proposed substitute in drafting. It's not in the file yet. It has a change that would address some issues having to do with uniforms with regard especially to identification. There have been some cases that restrict, I think, the ability of cities to adopt uniform policies, except I believe that and I've been in discussion with the city attorney that we may be able to provide some requirements that will allow for the identification of taxi drivers. The second is an additional report that would propose a plan for implementation of fuel efficiency measures in fleets. And so those are still being discussed in the city attorney's office, and I understand that that's also in the context of the hearing in the litigation, the taxi litigation that will be next Tuesday is the appearance before the judge, where a decision could be made at that time or later.
Okay.
About that litigation.
And also, any new licenses we issue would be no more than, no single person or entity could receive more than two.
More than two, right.
And any of the new licenses we have would require the licensee to be the operator or an employee of the licensee, correct?
That's correct.
So we would essentially ban leasing in connection with new licenses.
Yep.
But not in connection with existing licenses, correct?
That's correct.
Okay. So that's pretty much what the state of the ordinance is going to be. Maybe we should send them what, you know,
yeah,
I'm not sure.
Helpful.
Send them the actual document and the notice, okay? I know they can get at it, but it's not always easy to dig through Legistar if you're not familiar with it. Okay, so that's the status of that. Beyond that, I didn't have any specific issues today. I thought we could actually regroup and decide. Yeah, go ahead, John.
Well, I had a question, Richard. In terms of the no more than two, would existing owners of licenses be able to apply also, or is this just, is the intent of the legislation to only include individuals who don't already own licenses? I'm making that clear.
Yes, if I understand correctly, the number of licenses that any one individual, referring to partnership or corporation or private individual, could apply for that are new would be a maximum of two. Now, that is written currently so that a current operator could apply for up to two. So there could be an addition of that. We haven't excluded that, although that certainly could be done. That we could provide that it's only available.
That's a very good point, actually. No, at this point, the existing holders of licenses could apply for two more.
And they will. Two more. There's no question that they will. Obviously, they would have to then make those drivers employees. That would have to be different in their terms of their business model. But it would appear that it would allow them to do that. Although once they applied for one, they would already have two.
Make a note, because let's make sure that the city attorney will sign off on that restriction. I'm not sure that's legal.
No.
That we can say, you know, only you group of people get to apply, but you group over here don't. I mean, that may raise some issues of equal standing and protection, what have you. So,
question.
Otherwise, that's not a bad idea, actually. If part of the goal here is to sort of tamp down all this agitation that's out there.
Well, and I
because you're right, if all the existing licensees apply, that's 50 applications right there, and they'll, in a lottery, they'll, you know, the
prevail.
Odds are they're going to get a percentage of them.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it seemed to me, and again, just one person's view in terms of the testimony, that it was the haves and have-nots, and it was also the individuals where, based on the information we've gotten in the previous meeting, that there was a significant percentage of control being exerted by just a couple of companies, hence the lease rates might be higher than they would need to be if it was a little more competitive. And that's the only reason why I raised the question about whether or not existing entities would be allowed to apply, because if that dominance continues, then the marketplace isn't going to be able to take effect in terms of having lease rates that might be more affordable.
That's a very good idea. We will explore the feasibility. If that's feasible, I think we should include that.
Yes.
Good point. For the benefit of the media that just arrived, we indicated that the taxi cab file legislation will be heard by the Public Safety Committee on April 18th at 9:45. I encouraged all the board members here to attend and provide their input and testimony based on what they heard from 6 hours of live action that we've had over the last two meetings. And so that's where we stand on the status of that legislation. And also that the court was scheduled to hold a hearing on the motions for summary judgment Tuesday of next week. And the court's perfectly within their right to issue a decision right then and there, although I would say that's probably unlikely. But nevertheless, it's certainly possible. So that's where we stand on the taxi cab. As I say, we have no specific items on the lineup for today, since we thought we'd have an opportunity to regroup and decide if we want to bring in any particular outsiders for future discussions or what additional topics anyone might want to put on the agenda. I mean, we can always come up with stuff to talk about, but if there was any specific issues that folks wanted to deal with, I know with the transit system, perhaps an update on electronic fare cards and how we're doing on that, unless you want to tell us right now what the status of that is.
Well, I can give you a brief update on the status, but if that's something that you want to put on the agenda for a future meeting, I'm sure we could have some staff come out and provide an overview presentation. We're still on pace for implementation towards the end of this year, beginning of 2014, and it's a lot of complexities involved, so there's a lot of back and forth and working with the vendor. And they're currently in the process of still finalizing the design of the overall system. So really not much excitement, I think, going on yet. You know, we're not going to see the systems out for a while.
Okay. How are we doing on the valet parking ordinance?
I've been in discussion, continuing discussion with the city attorney's office. They've provided us with some suggestions for changes to the draft, and we can circulate those if the chair wishes. The request from the city attorney's office is that we not title this as a valet zone because of the issue of potential confusion that it may be restricted only to valet parking and not to other loading and unloading of passengers. So if the chair requests, I can circulate a copy of the revised proposed draft at this time.
Sure. Well, now? You have it with you?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
And I will email that as well.
Okay. Okay, anybody else have anything that they want to? Dave?
I'd be interested in the streetcar situation.
Good.
Get an update from City Engineer Polanski or.
Okay. All right, that's probably that's a good idea. Okay. Anything else? Okay. Well, if we please feel free to email in any suggestions that anybody has about topics that we can delve into. As I say, we're just regrouping from a very focused two-month.
I guess also, is there any further update in terms of the intermodal station and development plans there?
Right. I can tell you probably not, unless there's been discussions with MCTS about moving out of the transit center. Have there been discussions?
I've not been involved in any discussions on that topic. I know that there have been some, because the fate of the downtown transit center looks like we are going to have to move somewhere, but nothing has been finalized as far as I understand.
Okay. I would be interested to, I'd be curious to know what the thinking is. If the thinking is to jam everything into the existing footprint, use the streets, you know, where are they going to park vehicles, or are they going to use that property across the street that's owned by DOT, which I think would make a very nice facility, actually. And they actually had a American Institute of Architects actually had a design competition for that parcel of land. That specifically, one of the parameters was to include a bus transfer storage facility as part of a development. So that there's been some thinking going on about that, not necessarily within government halls, but definitely thinking going on out there as to how those options could look, and maybe we should track that down if we can.
Really, the intent of my question was with the intermodal, the train station. I think there is supposed to be some movement in terms of working on the train shed and developing that area. So it's actually not the downtown.
The ADA updates.
Yes.
I got you. Right. That's.
Yeah, that was really the intent of my question.
That is a good idea, because we did have those people come in that one time. And okay, that is a good plan. Okay. Because, yes. All right, so if there's, okay. We also have to approve the minutes from the last meeting, so do we have a motion to approve the minutes?
So moved.
There a second?
Second.
Somebody seconded?
Second.
All right, all in favor? Aye.
Aye. Aye. Aye.
Okay, I think that pretty much concludes our business, so we stand adjourned until the next meeting. Thank you.